And a very good morning to you. Welcome to Breakfast. I'm Keto Cummings with you until 9 this morning. Now, you know, the mercury has been pretty high. Some of you might be very lucky to go home, hop into a pool, maybe have a bit of a swim, maybe just float on top of the water that you've got in that pool. But other people have to use public facilities, public pools. And a question was put to the show yesterday, and this is why I encourage you to call in about issues that you feel strongly about. A listener called in and asked the question, why is it that pools are open from 10 in the morning until 4 or 5 in the afternoon when most people are working? So who actually would be using these pools? Well, the person who can answer that for you this morning is Zahid Badruddin. He's the Mayoral Committee Member for Community Services and Health at the City of Cape Town. Zahid, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Morning, Keno. Thanks for having me again.
Wonderful. So I think it's a fair question. I think people ask the same question of libraries. You know, why are libraries open, you know, the times that they are? Because kids only get home a bit later and those libraries close early. I think the same could be asked for pools. So what is the thinking around those times?
Absolutely. Thanks so much. So one of the important factors to consider is obviously the usage of the pools around the city, and the fact that pools are generally not that very well used early in the morning and later in the evening. The other factors that we have to consider obviously relate to our staff and their ability to be able to get to work via public transport. But at the same time, we're also very cognizant of the fact that the later the pools open, the more at risk the safety of our staff becomes.
But not only, and depends where the pools are, the later you open, also the risk of the people using the pools, depending on the area in which those pools are positioned. So then how well are these pools used, generally speaking, because most people work 9 to 5?
Yes. So I think what we need to consider here is the fact that we have about 14 pools open around the city at the moment. And on top of that fact is that the pools were actually meant to close at the end of January. And together with the officials, we've managed to keep the pools open up until the end of April so that our children and communities are able to make use of the facilities. The question you raised with regard to where the pools are located is a very important one. I think if you consider the pools around the coastal area, they are open more frequently within the week as opposed to pools closer, more in, within the suburbs that are open generally on a Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so therefore, we consider the frequency with which the patrons use those facilities. Facilities such as East Region, as you know, Menenberg, are very violence prone, and we've had to close those facilities, unfortunately. But other facilities remain open from about 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock, because at the same time, what we need to be able to do is to ensure sufficient or adequate water quality, which requires us to be able to close the pools earlier so that we can actually manage and clean the water as required.
Okay, so those pools would not have been usable now, but now because you've extended that to April, they are going to be usable and they are going to be remaining open. And I think a very important factor here as well, obviously, as you've pointed out, if it's in a dangerous area, you need to look at that and you need to look at everybody's safety, which is fair enough. But is the city open to negotiating with communities who are willing to contribute so that certain pools can remain open a bit longer, a little earlier, etc., if those communities actually contribute?
Absolutely. And I've been on your show before to say that the best approach that I believe in terms of looking after our facilities and using our facilities is through community engagement. Yeah. And as an example, when the Menenberg pool needed to close down, I first told the officials that we're not going to do that until we have engagement with the ward councillor and the community members. And so I'm open to those conversations happening. I think if there's a need that is identified by the community, they are more than welcome to let me know about that need, and we can engage in the officials, because essentially the point is that we need to make use of our facilities. Our facilities need to be leveraged in such a way that our community are able to be safe and you know, have fun in the summertime.
Zahid Badruddin, Mayoral Committee Member for Community Services and Health at the City of Cape Town.